he was small. I went to El Paso, Texas to see my sister. And my car was so bad, which my father had given me.
Well, oh, he had given you a car?
He had bought me a car because I didn't have any transportation at all.
Oh.
And he bought the most beat up old Chevrolet you ever saw. This was a 1940 Chevrolet. And this
is 1950.
Yeah, and this is 1950. And every fender on there looked like it had been hammered in with a sledgehammer. And the tires were bad, but I was going to go to El Paso to see about working for my brother-in-law, who was in the monument business down there, selling grave markers and things. So that's a long way. And I took off and decided I didn't want to get into that business. And came back, and that was my first trip outside the state, to El Paso. And that's a long way from here.
It is. It's a long
way from here. His father from Texarkana, Texas to El Paso, Texas. That is from Texarkana, Texas to Chicago.
Is it really?
It is a fact. It is a fact. And it's hard to believe, but it's a long damn way. Anyway, so that was my first time out of state. So we were married and we just making ends meet, and my wife wasn't working and never has worked since we've been married except for a real short period. But since my son's been born, she never has had an outside job. And so one time we decided we're going to go on vacation even if we got to borrow the money. So the first vacation I guess we ever went to was we went to Panama City, Florida. And on the way we went by Gulfport and just had a real ball. So every year.
Where's Gulfport?
Gulfport is
what state?
Is in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
It's immediately
east,
about, I guess, 100 miles of New Orleans, east of New Orleans.
Yeah, I remember now. I couldn't remember which state it was in.
It's kind of a thing of the past, but I'd say in the 30s, it was probably all the rage. You know, all the big, massive homes built right on the road that went right along the beach. And today, it's kind of like spooky to drive along there and see all these massive homes rotting.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really something to see.
Yeah.
And the moss taking them.
Yeah.
And the windows blown out and nobody wants to pay the taxes and they just sit there. It's really something to see. And the road coming apart and the rotten boats and, you know.
Man.
And anyway, we go there and we got to where we like to go down to that part of Florida, and we could go down there in one jump and back in one jump and stay 3 or 4 days and come back. And
not have to spend
That's right.
Yeah.
And spend most of our time right there. And then that's the only place I had ever been. And then we just kind of went to the edge of the state around us. And I'd never been further north than Fayetteville, Arkansas. So one day we took off and we did things kind of crazy. We really went. So we decided we were going to Canada.
To Canada?
Yeah, we had a new car. We had a little Rambler. It was somewhere around 1960. Because I had a 1960 Rambler, so probably 61. So one day, my wife and I and my youngest boy was born, and my oldest boy, my mother-in-law, we took off, and we stopped in St. Louis, then we stopped in Chicago, then we went to, our next stop, we went into Windsor, Ontario, across from Detroit, and spent the night. And then we went over to Niagara Falls.
The Canadian side or the other
side? Yeah, Canadian side. And we stayed there a couple of days, saw everything. And then we headed home. It was a real short trip, but we went about 5,000 miles.
Wow.
And that was really my first time ever going a long trip. It wasn't a long vacation, it was a long trip.
Yeah.
And then I went to Washington another time, saw the States, and then I went to Denver, and we'd just go see places because we'd never been anywhere.
Mm-hmm.